Chris, it's always significant, isn't it, to get that first win on the board?
Yes, obviously, you know, the longer it goes, the you know, confidence is affected. But we've got that win now, and you know, we're looking forward.
With so many new players coming into a squad, what kind of things do you have to battle as a coaching staff just to make sure that you can go out there and win football matches this early in the season?
Yeah, we have changed it around. Obviously, we changed it around a little bit in the cup and the formation. You know, and it's just about gelling with the players together. And sometimes it happens very quickly. Another, it takes a little bit of time. So, you know, the quicker that happens and we can get it settled, and you continue to play a settled side, then the better for the football club.
Do you think there is anything you can do to sort of accelerate that process at all?
No, it's just working hard in training, and obviously, you know, the boys gelling themselves. You know, they all get on with one another because they'd have played against one another at some stage in the seasons. So it's just a matter of like working hard and it all fitting together at times on the pitch itself, not only on the training ground.
I suppose the other thing you've got to combat is you've got players who haven't necessarily played at this level before. They're learning what League One's all about as well, aren't they?
Yeah, one or two of the younger players. Yeah, that's correct. I mean, one or two of them, you know, who we signed come in a little bit later than others. You know, missed part of the pre-season, which obviously, you know, is a little bit of a problem when you're trying to rest them and they need to get that real work into their the conditioning work. So it's like anything, it's a time process, and like I say, not a lot of new faces come in, and it does take time to settle, but we want it instant and the fans want it instant as well.
What was the mood like on Saturday night? Is some of that frustration move away of the first two games? You know, we've got to win now, we're on the board.
Yeah, obviously, you know, everybody's disappointed no matter where you are. You know, managers, coaches, players, whether you lose your first game or you go on a run of losing three or four games on the trot. So when that win comes, it's a, you know, it's a monkey off your back and you can hopefully settle down and produce your best football.
And it's double-edged, isn't it? You've got your first win and Leroy Leiter gets his first goal as well. You want to see him firing, don't you?
Well, that's right. And Sam as well. You know, obviously, there'd be great competition for them to, you know, to finish leading scorers, I would assume. So, yeah, great competition for places. A lot of young players who are, you know, we got a game today against Mill 1 of 21s who are pushing for places as well. So that's healthy competition for the club.
Do you think they complement each other? I know they're not sort of the old-fashioned sort of front two that you would look at physically, but do you think they still complement each other quite well?
Yeah, they can do. And again, you know, it'll take time. And, you know, we're working on things so that, you know, that happens, you know, sooner rather than later. But, you know, gone are the days, really. You used to have a big one up front and a little one up front. You know, it's turned away from that a little bit. But there is a position for that in football anyway.
Are you still looking for a big one, though? I know Danny's talked about potentially looking for a target, man.
Yeah, we're continually looking, you know, in all positions. I think that recruitment has always got to go on and be ongoing, you know, from the start of the season through to the end of the season and in close season. So it never stops looking for players as long as it's going to improve the squad. There's no point in getting players in that are just going to be happy to be here and not improve the squad.
I think the consensus after the opening weekend was, wow, this league looks pretty unpredictable this year. But then you sort of see the second lot results and it kind of confirms that, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's going to be a tough league. You know, Crawley, for an example, have started off fantastic. You know, three out of three wins, you know, two league wins and a cup win. So, you know, credit to them. But it's a long, long season. And, you know, we just got to focus on ourselves and hopefully get our own house in order.
When you get a league like this, though, you're going to sort of have positive and negative results, aren't you? I don't think, you know, the one who essentially gets the consistency, I guess, is the one that may eventually win the league.
Well, that's, you know, that's kind of always got to be fact. You know, you've got to be lucky with suspensions or you know, no suspensions or, you know, injuries to key players at certain times, you know, especially when you're playing the so-called better teams in the league, you know, at particular times throughout the season. So there's a lot of factors go into it. But like I say, as long as we get healthy competition for places at our football club, that's what we've got to aim for.
How do you think that Luke Berry started so far? Because he was so highly rated at Cambridge, wasn't it? And big move for him. So how do you think he's settled in?
He's done great. You know, we've got a great set of lads that make newcomers very, very welcome, I mean, first and foremost. And the boy's got great ability. I think we're seeing that. He's working extremely hard and he's hungry. You know, he wants to play, which is a major factor. I know everyone wants to play, but, you know, we know what it's like to go out and probably work for a living, I would imagine. So coming from Cambridge, big step. But, you know, he's settling in very, very well and doing well at this moment in time. And he's got to show that consistency over a period of time.
In the summer, you know, signing players like him, and there are others that we could mention as well, was the sort of the main thing to get a group of young lads with a point to prove, perhaps, to get to this football club, who want to be here, who are also here on permanent deals, because you can get too tied up in the loans, don't you? You've got a core group now.
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily young, but, you know, we're looking to build for the future. So that obviously is a plus point for us. And looking for those, you know, who have been say, in the conference, and are hungry for success and want to improve, which is, you know, most important. Don't just come for the ride. You know, a company with the young boys that we've got at this football club, and you know, our application and dedication has got to be right up there. And it's up to the coaches, that, you know, like myself and Paul Eckingbottom and you know, Mark Crosley and those below that as well, to make these players better players and progress. So Barnsley Football, you know, club is an established place.
We often talk about sort of players who've got that experience that can help the players along, but the names you've just mentioned there and the coaching staff, there's an awful lot of experience there, isn't there?
Yeah, there is, and you know, it goes hand in hand. The players have got to want to learn, you know, and we've got to make sure we get the right points across to them, and it's a two-way thing. It's you know, it's not all about just turning up and going through a session and that's it. You know, we need to show, and they need to show, an enthusiasm and a will to want to learn and get better, and don't just satisfy for where they are at this moment in time.
Danny mentioned at the weekend there was a couple of players who just were a bit tight afterwards, James Bailey and Keith Tracy. Are they going to be all right for this next
week? Yeah, they should be. You know, we just obviously, like I say, they're two examples that I mentioned earlier about not having really done the pre-season with us. So they were playing a little bit of catch-up. So, yeah, we're nursing them through and making sure their recovery is right, along with the other players. You know, but hopefully they're going to be okay for this weekend. Yeah.
Are you going to pick up sort of little knocks at the start of the year? Because it doesn't matter what work you do in pre-season, you can't beat the games, can you?
That goes without saying, doesn't it? I think if you look at Kane, you know, he got injured in a pre-season, a little practice match that we had, but amongst ourselves. So you're always going to be, you know, tested at certain situations, as long as they're not too long. You know, John George Smith has got injured as well, so. You know, it's for others to pick the gauntlet up sometimes and take the opportunity when it arises.
And it's not the biggest squad yet, is it? But you are going to sort of have to rely on the younger guys, and Danny's talked about that all summer. There's going to be opportunities for them as well, isn't
there? Yeah, I mean, you look at young James Bree, he's come into the first team fold and done exceptionally well. You know, there's other players that are of the same ilk at the moment. So that bodes well for the future. And it's up to them to keep on improving, which is a massive thing. There's no point in getting there and thinking that's it, resting on my laurels. We've got to keep pushing and pushing and pushing to not only improve ourselves, but to improve them as well.
You've got a bit of a chance here now, haven't you, with that first win, to get some momentum going. That's always important at the start of the season, isn't it?
It's always important getting that first win. But, you know, we've got a tough game at Coventry and... you know, and they come thick and fast at this moment in time. So there's no easy game, and we've got to make sure that we're focused on ourselves, and obviously you're aware of what the opposition can do to you, and hopefully you know, exploit their weaknesses and play to our strengths.
I want to ask you about the last couple of years in this division. The teams who have got promoted seem to have had better away records than home records. Have you got any idea why that is? Is it becoming harder almost at home?
Well, possibly. I would imagine, with all due respect, lesser clubs who don't have the facilities that we have here on the doorstep will come here and say, oh, we fancy some of this, you know. So I can't put my finger on it. It's something that you have to work at. And like I say, if you're struggling with your home record a little bit, you've got to put that right and then you know, move on from there.
Coventry are a team that are very similar to yourselves. They've got their first win under the belt now, so it's going to be an interesting one, isn't it?
Yeah, we went down to watch them the other day, so you know, we know their strengths, their weaknesses. Obviously, you know, we're aware of the formations that they can play. And an old boy, Jim, you know, will be playing against us as well. He'll probably have a point to prove. So, you know, we're looking forward to the game, as Jim would be, I would assume.
It's a funny one, though, with them playing in Northampton. It's not ideal for that club, is it, for the fans? You've got to feel for them.
Well, yes, you know, you do. But, I mean, that's all political and you know, we don't let that affect us. But I'm sure they would want a base and have their own home, so to speak, to play their home games with.
Is it good to have a game very, when you get that sort of first win, to have another game very quickly, even if you are staying on the road, just to keep them coming now?
Yeah, you know, winning breeds confidence, doesn't it? And I think the players look forward to the next game after a win. So, yeah, that's how we're feeling at the moment. And we're going into it with, you know, a lot of confidence and hopefully getting a good result.